Would You Rather, the Lost episode.
Welcome to the Rathercast, where every week
we present to you a family-friendly Would You Rather question.
We debate our answers and invite you to do the same with your family. This week, very special episode, Ender and I are here to introduce to you a special episode.
This is our 1 year.
One year anniversary, yeah, to celebrate 52 weeks of releasing the Rathercast. We have decided to release the pilot episode, if you will, the first time we ever tried to record a Rathercast before we even
knew the name.
Before we were even officially calling it the Rathercast. And you will notice as you listen that this follows a much different sort of theme. So we each presented our own Would You Rather question to the group and we answered. So we really hope you enjoy this. Let us know what you think. And here we go on the Lost episode. Okay, welcome to the first Would You Rather podcast, which we might be calling the Rathercast.
Yes!
Elegant? Yeah. What do you think of that title?
Yes!
Okay, we haven't settled on the title, but this is the first one, so here we are. The premise is we each come up with a Would You Rather scenario. We present it to the group. The other two in the group get to ask questions about the rules of your scenario.
I'm going to be going first.
And you'll be going first. My name is Nick. I am also AKA the dad. Who do we have here?
Ellerdon. I am
age?
7.
Grade?
2nd.
And we have your brother.
Ender.
Age?
9.
Grade?
4th.
Perfect. I am the dad, Nick. Age?
48.
How dare you, sir? I do not accept. How dare you? I am 42, almost 43, 43 in December. And grade, I don't even, does not apply. Does not apply. Oh, you wrote big 48 on a piece of paper for me. He's probably gonna secretly stick it to my back later. Fantastic. Okay, so we each have prepared a Would You Rather, and we are going to present them and discuss them and make our decisions about what we would rather do in these fantastical scenarios. Elodin, take it away. What is your Would You Rather for us?
Would you rather go to Death Valley for 20 minutes or go to Antarctica for 20 minutes or both for 40.
Oh, it's a three-way. It's a three option. wait, well, let's keep it simple. Give us two. Which two do you want us to pick from? We need it either or.
You can just go either.
Would you rather spend 20 minutes in Death Valley, so it's very, very hot.
Just the 20 minutes one.
Or 20 minutes in Antarctica, where it's extremely cold. Is that's your question?
Yes.
Okay, I have a follow-up. Do you have any follow-ups?
Let me tell you
yours, and then maybe.
I need to understand the rules a little bit better.
I'm going to just ask me your follow-up question after I do mine.
Oh, okay. He's got more to say.
I would choose Antarctica for 20 minutes because I can make a snowman and have fun. Where in Death Valley, I cannot.
You wouldn't have fun in Death Valley?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question about your scenario. If I'm in the hot or the cold, do I get to wear the appropriate clothing to make me safe? Or do I have to wear like just shorts and a t-shirt in both settings? What are the rules about what I get to wear?
In Antarctica,
You
have to wear a t-shirt and pants when you arrive there. But for Death Valley, you have to wear a really hot thing.
Okay, so you're saying if I choose Death Valley, I have to wear winter clothes.
For like while you get there, and then you can change.
So really it comes down to, do you want to be really, really hot for 20 minutes or really, really cold? I feel like it's more dangerous to be really, really cold for 20 minutes.
But the hot one is comfortable.
Antarctica, you might get frostbite in 20 minutes. Like, it's so cold, you might not survive.
Yeah, but right? The same thing.
What would you be wearing?
20 minutes in Death Valley?
In summer.
In the hottest time of the year in Death Valley.
Or in winter, it's also summer. And
I'm taking my chances in the heat. That's what I'm doing. Ender, do you have any questions?
My only question is, what would you be wearing in Antarctica?
A little too close.
Get there for about 5 seconds, you would wear shorts, and then you'd put on the thickest jacket there is.
Oh. And what was the rules about Death Valley?
Death Valley, you'd wear... really that same coat for the first when you get there for 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd change into a little bit thicker, like what I'm wearing right now.
Very specific situation. I think we might need to simplify in the future. I am sticking by my choice.
Same. I'm gonna do you.
To do heat.
Yeah, heat. I'd say heat.
Heat. We're going heat.
I'm going.
But you're going snow because you get to put on the warm jacket according to your rules.
And then you'd get to have fun in the snow.
I think you underestimate how cold Antarctica can be.
I know.
Like.
But I think you underestimate Death Valley. It can be 130 degrees.
All right. Well, if anyone's listening and they would like to
submit
their
would you rather
thoughts on this scenario, we would love to hear it. We
in the comments.
We don't have a place for them to do that right now.
In the comments below?
In theory, we will in the future. So
no, we're going to do a comment
below. All right. You wanted me to go second, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's mine for you in a fantastical world that I've created. Would you rather be able to swim like a dolphin and breathe underwater?
Caught?
Or fly in the sky like a bird.
Fly in the sky.
I'd go
and if you can swim underwater and breathe underwater, you can go as deep as you want.
I have one follow-up question.
Okay.
If you could fly in the sky, you know there's no oxygen up high?
Oh, so you want one careful not to fly too high.
Oh, that's you don't get oxygen up high?
Yeah, you'd have to be careful about how high you go.
I would
But
fly.
In the water scenario, you get to dive as deep as you want to.
And you don't need any scuba tank or anything?
Correct. You can fully breathe underwater and dive as deep and swim as fast as a dolphin.
For either scenario, for flying, do you have like wings or do you flap your arms?
No, you just like levitate. You don't have to do anything. You just like, you're like Superman.
What makes you choose when you want to fly?
You just think of it. You just go up.
When you want to?
Yeah.
And what do you look different when you want to breathe underwater?
Nope, you look the exact same.
You just breathe normal?
Yep, it would just like work. Air? Yeah, it would just work. The water would feel like oxygen.
Would you get wet?
Hold on.
You'd get wet,
oh,
right?
you'd be wet.
I'd go underwater because then you could be like, you could break world records.
Where
if you go in the air,
you could break even more world records in the sky.
No, because you can't
breathe. The thing is, I think day to day, being able to fly would be really convenient.
Very much.
Yeah, but being able to
swim. Fly.
But being able to dive to the depths of the ocean, you'd see things that nobody has ever seen before.
But you'd have the danger of dying with sharks.
Yeah, you would become an easy target down there from some mysterious sea creatures.
I choose fly.
I guess I'm gonna fly too.
Actually, I would fly because you'd die.
As much as interesting as the depths of the ocean might be, I think flying is just a better convenient choice. We have a third scenario and our last of our first episode.
Why? So mine is
die.
So mine is would you rather be the first person on Earth or the last? Being the first person would mean you get to where? You might be naked.
things like that. They're before the kingdom.
So in your world, in this, like, there's like the world exists, and then suddenly you're a person in the world. And you're the first person. Okay? Or the other side is that something terribly wrong has happened to humanity.
Nothing happens bad. It's just you can live forever and ever, and you're the last one standing.
Okay, so maybe like 10,000, a million years from now, you're the last human. Correct. So that means, okay, so if I choose that one, I have to live for that long. So I have to, like, watch all my friends and family die.
but you wouldn't have any friend or family.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, like, get old. Because you'd get older. You'd get old, but you would stay as tall as you are now.
Okay.
You wouldn't get longer. You'd stay looking like that. You wouldn't get...
I get to lock in at 43?
No, you're going to get older, but you're going to stay the same. You're not going to get less strength.
Oh, I see.
You're not going to get different.
Well, I guess it sounds interesting to live that long and like see how the world changes.
There's going
to
be way more technology by then.
I know.
I choose then.
Well, according to your rules, I definitely choose then because, I mean, by then humans might spread to the moon and to Mars and to other planets.
It's possible you could live forever and ever. And ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever.
Do you think that sounds good?
And ever, no. And ever, and ever.
Okay, we get it. How many evers is he going to do?
I don't know, but I'm throwing this pen
at him. I think we might have to check back in the next episode. Ender's still going to be doing evers.
And ever, and ever, and ever, and ever.
I'm going to cut off your microphone in a second. I'm going to cut off your microphone.
And ever, and ever.
Well, okay, so I think... We, cold versus hot, we split on that one. Elodin stayed cold.
Hot.
Everyone agreed that flying was better, even if being able to swim deep in the ocean would be pretty cool.
And then everyone decided that last person would be better.
I'm torn on that one. Living that long sounds like it would get sort of exhausting. Just be like...
But remember, the first person, you wouldn't even have...
Yeah, there'd be no one to talk to.
You wouldn't even have clothes.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's been invented yet.
Nothing.
You're the first person. You have to, like, invent fire and the wheel and...
Actually, I would invent everything, so then everything... Like, I would be... I'd have the same genius.
Oh, everyone would think you came up with all the ideas? Yeah. Well, these were interesting scenarios. I'm glad we had this conversation. And we will endeavor to do this again in the future with maybe some more well-thought-out scenarios. These were a little confusing.
Mine were good.
So how do we end an episode?
I don't know. I saw this pen up there. Bye-bye.
I guess that's it. Well, there you have it. That was it. That was a lost episode.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was interesting. It's interesting to hear how we've evolved and we've changed up the format
so
a little
much,
bit.
So
yeah.
Much.
Lately, we've been doing a lot of like episodes of multi-question, whereas we went through a whole phase where we're doing just a single question.
Been doing a lot of that.
I think the goal as we move forward is to do more audience supplied questions and interviews. That would be great.
Yes,
so
we want audio.
We want audio. We want to be able to play your voice on the podcast and have
amazing.
You read your question. That'd be really cool.
That'd be really cool.
Well, we'll be back next week with a normal episode. So we hope you enjoyed this 1 year lost episode special presentation. Until next time, we'll catch you right here on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show? Or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.